think like this is more left up. Yechulon, not Yishin person. Yechulon, the nation, or Yina, all these that spoke Moshe, which are alive, and the other, they're torrents. So suppose the uncle died, let's say, Ruvain. Let's say Ruvain was married to Sorach Bas Moshe, his brother daughter, and he had another wife, and so, and then before Ruvain died, so Sorach died. So the time when Ruvain died, so then the Zoreh was not his Zoreh. I mean, let's say the other one. That originally was a song, or originally was a song, and it was a song. So then, so at the time when they died, so the song was not the song of Sorah, because Sorah had died already. Or you mean, or let's say, suppose the album, let's say Sorah, in Sorah was not there. So there was Krishna Ramon. Krishna Ramon. He doesn't call, because
the animal was going to carbon, wasn't the carbon. Carbon means that you're taking it away from the Olam HaTeva and bringing it into the Olam that's above the Olam HaTeva. So it too has to pass through the Shabbos first, which represents the height of the Olam HaTeva. And this is the same idea of Shmini Atzeres. And here the Ramban in this parish of Chumash also seems to say something similar. Shmini Atzeres is the eighth day of the holiday of Sukkot. Why 8 days? Because it's the idea of Shmini Atzeres is that we come above the Teva. Above the Teva. In reality, this is the whole idea of Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Both Shabbos and Yom Kippur are Me'ein Olam Haba. The Shloh. Now, we know that Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. But the Shloh says that Yom HaKippurim, it's also Vachilu B'Shtiya. It's also B'Tashmish HaMita. It's also in all the physical pleasures of life. Why? Because it's indicative of the Olam HaEmes. It's Me'ein Olam Haba. It's indicative of the Olam HaEmes. Of world, we know that the Olam HaNeshamos, the person that dies, the Olam HaNeshamos, Gan Eden, as they call it, that the Neshama goes to, not the physical body. There's a word without Achila, without Shtiya, without Tashmish HaMita. There's no physical being there. Yom Kippur has to be, we have to put ourselves in the state of the Olam HaNeshamos. And the question arises, Shabbos is also Me'ein Olam Haba. Still, on a Shabbos, on the contrary, Achil and Shtiyah are a mitzvah. It's the norm. But the answer is we have two types of Olam. You have the Olam Haba of the Yemos HaMashiach. You have the Olam Haba of the Olam HaNeshamos. The Olam Haba of the Yemos HaMashiach will be dealing with this physical world of ours, but we will imbue in it a certain amount of spirituality. It will be what we call sanctification of the mundane. Masha'enkin Yom Kippur, that's in a purely spiritual world. That's already above the Olam HaTeva completely. Shabbos, that represents the heights of the Olam HaTeva. The border between the Olam HaTeva and the Olam Lema'alam in HaTeva. Yom Kippur, on the other hand, that's already in the Olam HaOlam and the Teva completes it. It's above the Teva. The Maharal doesn't say this. This was the idea that Yaakov symbolized by bowing down to Esav seven times. By bowing down to Esav seven times, Yaakov says, I'll be subservient to you, Esav. I agree full-heartedly to be subservient to you, but only as far as the Olam HaTeva is concerned. But when it comes to spiritual matters, matters that are the Olam HaTeva, then there will be no subservience. Because that, and that's very much in line with what my father said, the Pshat, the name Yisrael in Yaakov. Yisrael means before God on issues and spiritual matters and matters that are lamalom in a teva, that are above this physical world. We have to fight man. We cannot be subservient to any man. Kadom Elokim v'yem anoshim. On matters that are before God, we must fight man. We can't show subservience. However, on physical matters, on matters of teva, that don't come within the realm of spiritual matters, the yado oches ba'kei Esav, there we can be subservient to Esav. We can stand at his heel. We can hold on to his heel. That's the idea, I think, that Yaakov was symbolizing to Esav by bowing down seven times to Esav. And Esav was very satisfied, because Esav had no purpose for an Olam HaTeva. Esav was only concerned about the Olam HaTeva. That's why Esav, when Yaakov bowed down seven times to Esav, Esav changed his whole approach. Because Esav was unconcerned about the Olam HaTeva. He was only concerned about the Olam HaTeva. Yaakov says that he'll be subservient to him, don't know that, he had no other concerns. That, I think, is a Rosh Hashanah pasuk. Okay, what time is it now?
9:28.
All right, so we'll stop here. God says, in line with this, I forgot to mention, I should have mentioned it earlier at the beginning, Maharal says that the Yevanim were able to metame all the Shemayim Shebehechal. He says, interesting. He says, Yavan has shlita over Teva, over the Koach HaTeva. He says, Heichal. Teva of the
Teva is 81.
What? Teva is 81?
I am 70. 81.
Heichal, it says. Heichal, that's Heichal 60. Heichal. Yavan is equal to 66. He says, why? Because Heichal,
true, it's a Makom Kadosh, but it's still nevertheless, that comes from the Makom HaTeva. That represents this world. Perhaps a spiritualized form of this world, like Shabbos, the height of this world. But nevertheless, it's part of the Olam HaTeva. Yavan, he says, has control over the Heichal, over the Olam HaTeva. The height of the Olam HaTeva is by Heichal. Yavan is 66. And therefore, Yavan was able to be mitamei all the Shmonim by Heichal. Except for one Shpach Shemin. It was the Chokhmosh of Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol was the person that was able to enter the Kodesh Kadashim. The Kaddish Kodashim was a sealed off place. No one could enter. According to God, it was allowed to enter once a year. But that was not part of the Olam HaTeva. That was Olam Haba given to us here. That was a completely spiritual place. It was sealed off from the rest of the world. That was the Ma'alam HaTeva. And the Kohen Gadol, the man who was able to enter that place once a year, he symbolized the Kabbalah, the Olam Ma'alam HaTeva, because Kodesh Kodashim is also a Ma'alam. He says, so Yavan Hashlita over the physical world, over the Olam HaTeva, not over the spiritual world. And that's the Nes of Chanukah. The Nes of Chanukah is that the main Nes of Chanukah was the idea that the spiritual world, that through the spiritual world we were able to overcome Yavan, because through the physical world we would never been able to do it. Because Yavan Hashlita over the Olam HaTeva. And that's the idea of Lob Chayim, Lob Koach, Kiyam Baruch Yom HaShem Tzvokos. Because with might and strength, all those are physical world ideas. Yavan has control over that. All the nations of the world are stronger than us when it comes to that. It's only through the spiritual that we'll be able to overcome these other nations.
Thank you.